Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening into Conversations with the Queen, where we value a conscious and holistic approach to life and self-improvement. We often focus on psychological, spiritual, and emotional balance, but we discuss any and everything that pertains to bettering ourselves. So on today's show, we will be discussing addressing fear and learning to trust ourselves, But before we get into that, I would like to invite you to visit conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com, where you can catch exclusive articles and information that pertain to the show. Also, don't forget that if you miss a show, you can always come back and check us out here on the archives at blogtalkradio.com/poeticenergynetworkstation. Also, check out our fan page on Facebook, which is facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen. Everything spelled correctly. For all my queens out there while y'all are on the net, be sure to check out our latest blog, thequeendompost.blogspot.com, which is about the queendom, which is a movement which is dedicated towards uplifting the first teachers in the first classroom, which is a woman. So it's time to support sisters who support the community by supporting the queendom. All right, our monthly yoga pose is still the child's pose. The child's pose is a powerful position. It is when one is crouched down on one's knees with the head placed on your lap or the floor. The benefits of this pose are stretches the hips, thighs, and ankles. It relieves stress, relieves pain, and the neck and the back, and helps insomnia, anxiety, fatigue, and depression. All right. Special announcement. I, your host, Queen Tay, will be a featured guest tomorrow, April 17, 2012, on New Kimmett Network, speaking about Women's Eminence Global Collective, Women in Business. So, and again, that is tomorrow, April 17, 2012, at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, or 11 p.m. Eastern Standard, if you're on the East Coast. The call-in number for that will be 323-443-7511, and the live stream is at blogtalkradio.com/newkemet, N-U-K-H-E-M-I-T. Okay, so I'm going to get into this affirmation. It's about releasing fear and finding that place inside yourself where you can let these negative emotions and things like that go. All right? I am clear, focused, and determined. I believe deeply in my ability to overcome. I am balanced, centered in my decisions. I am given strength and wisdom by my angels, ancestors, and guides. I am brave and filled with courage and resilience. Ashe. And that's simple, it's quick, and it's to the point, which is how I like to do things. It doesn't have to be a lot of words, especially with your affirmations. You want them to be powerfully put, but also be powerful in what is being said and not so much as how much is being said. All right. So, without further ado, let's get into the topic, which is how fear, well, addressing fear and learning how to trust ourselves. Fear is a natural part of being a human being. We have all been afraid at one point or another. Sometimes we are afraid of things we associate with bad experiences we've had in our past. Other times we fear what the future holds for us. Regardless of what we fear, it is important and apparent that we do. The problem is not with the fear itself, but the ways in which society is set up to exploit and induce fear. We are often scared of the many propagandist views and beliefs perpetuated to us by mainstream media and other outlets. It always seems like there is a new thing, a new catastrophe, or some type of disease to be afraid of or to prepare for. First, it was Y2K, and then the bird flu, and when that passed, there came the swine flu in 2012, as well as the war on terrorism and the war on drugs. Every second, there's a new thing to rally and take heed against. We are beginning to notice that, are we beginning to notice the pattern? Sorry. A fear-driven culture, one that trained you to fear death from the moment that you were born. Sorry, had to turn the page. What are the psychological ramifications of such a culture? Well, take a look around you. Millions of Americans are suffering every day from depression, anxiety, and other fear and stress-induced diseases. How do we combat a situation that exploits the natural emotions to become weapons against us? We must understand, balance, and harness the power of the energy in motion, or our emotions. We must understand our own triggers of fear and anxiety. We must understand that we are much more than fearful, weak beings. We have never been this. We have forgotten our strength and been misguided by mainstream religion, media, and education that we are nothing more than weak mortal beings. We are more than this. All we have to do is reclaim our independence by trusting ourselves. So, what are some of the causes of fear? There are many different types of phobias or fears, but like I previously stated, the two main roots of fear are caused by past traumatic events or transitional anticipation of the future. For example, someone who gets attacked by a dog when they're younger is very likely to have a fear of dogs. Someone can also develop fear based off of secondhand perception of what they predict for a future outcome to be. So say you have a young person who is about to become a parent or give birth, right? They may develop an anxiety about stepping into a new phase in their life due to hearing about other people's struggles to take care of their children or own personal insecurities. They may even truly share a mix of emotions, fear, and joy. Either way, there is a line between healthy reaction and irrational reaction to the situation. And that's where it comes in to the aspects of understanding what really is true fear, or what's a healthy amount of fear or a natural response to something, and what points to a deeper issue, what points to you having some type of insecurity within yourself where it's triggering you to have adverse reactions or negative reactions to certain types of things. So pretty much, if we truly want to understand fear from a definite point and understand its causes and understand where it's truly coming from, we must focus more and more on our own behaviors, focus on understanding how we operate in the everyday, and pay attention to when we're coming into issues and when we're becoming combative with others, when we're becoming combative with ourselves, when we're discontent or uncontent with ourselves, and what is the real thought process that we're going through in these moments? So where it comes from and how to identify. Oftentimes, fear is at the root of a lot of dishonest and harmful thoughts and actions. I believe the saying should be, fear is the root of all evil. And that's true, not money, because when you really check it, it's all about coming down to what people are afraid of, and fear actually moves the masses, and it's a form of power, it's a form of control. So most of the time, it is hidden and suppressed deep down into the back of our psyche. We are often ashamed or embarrassed to admit our fear because we are concerned that it will make us appear weak. So we inadvertently suppress it. First, we do it consciously, then it becomes so much of a habit that we don't even know that we're doing it. All the while, we build a subconscious fear monster in the recesses of our minds that wreak havoc on our thought processes, spirit, and unintentional behaviors. Fears of an issue that is unknown, left unaddressed, can build up into severely damaging psychological issues. So are you checking what I'm saying here? So pretty much when we don't address fear, when we don't acknowledge the fact that we have fear, when we don't acknowledge where our fears are coming from, they actually become suppressed in our subconscious minds and come out in our behaviors and come out in our actions and our feelings and our thoughts about things. So as we develop sometimes a fear monster, like I said, it becomes a thought form. We become afraid in a thought form, and it actually feeds off of the fear that we have. There are certain entities spiritually, when you deal with the metaphysics, that you'll see that attach themselves to your aura and feed off of the negativity that you create. And one of the main facts of that, or one of the main factors of that, is fear. So a key point in understanding how to cleanse yourself and balance yourself and find strength within yourself is the ability to identify, understand, and address your fear. So that's one major point that you really have to deal with when we're talking about this issue. One that can lead to an internal or externally destructive behaviors that can suffice, surface much later on in one's life. A lot of times, sometimes people will hold in their fear, and it won't actually come out until a later point in their life. A lot of times, there's a lot of things that go on in our childhoods or in the process of us growing up in our adolescence and our earlier years that actually trigger and develop certain fears that will carry on later on into our adulthood, later on when we get into relationships, later on when we get into different things like careers and how far we're actually able to go in the field of success or finding our success or finding our niches. A lot of times the root of certain things that hold us back is that fear itself, is actually a fear of having these things, because it's sometimes it's crazy. Because it'll be something that you wanted so bad, and you won't even realize it, but you're scared of the responsibility that comes along with these things, or the response to, like I said, the responsibility that comes along with it, or the whole situation itself, because it's going to be a new thing. Like I said, that fear of transitional anticipation. So, you know, it's just a lot of different aspects of how fear expresses itself. And a lot of health issues or different diseases are actually caused by fear. And it's funny because it's not really always so easy to predicate. It's not easy to always place it, but it is nevertheless the root cause of a lot of these issues and a lot of these problems. So some of the mental components of fear-based disease can be like anxiety, depression, OCD, which is like over-compulsive disorder. A lot of times, like say, take over-compulsive disorder. Now, how is somebody being erratically, you know, maybe they might want to make sure that something is completely locked, or they might check the door and see if it's locked like 7 billion times, right? Get up. Like, not 7 billion, but you know what I mean, like 30 times and get up and check and see if the door is locked. How is that saying that they're afraid? Well, pretty much they have a fear of security. They have a fear of consistency. Somewhere in their life, something wasn't consistent for them. Something wasn't steady the way they needed it to be. And this triggered in them a behavior, it's almost like a safety mechanism, a way for them to cope and understand how to deal with the sometimes trauma of situations that have led to fear. So I'd like for everybody who's listening or who's on the chat to think about times in their lives when, you know, they might have them instrumental times in their lives where fear might have played a role, and that might lead them to have certain behaviors, certain issues, certain things like that. Physical problems that can stem from fear are stomach problems, because, you know, a lot of times we feel fear in our gut. There's a metaphysical reasoning as to that. I'll go into that a little bit afterwards. I explain this. So ulcers, which is another aspect, headaches, high blood pressure. There's a plethora of physical symptoms. Like I said, honestly, at the root of all diseases, it comes down to fear. So that, because fear, ultimately, I've discussed this in another show that I've done called Love Versus Fear, and it's ultimately the antithesis of love. It's the exact opposite of love, because love spawns creation, whereas fear creates destruction. It creates is a destructive force. It's a negative force. So when we deal on the level of fear, as it's a low vibrational emotion, when we deal on the level of fear, we actually bring to us low vibrational situations, and we also degrade ourselves and deplete ourselves spiritually and physically. All right? Spiritual aspects, it creates a lot of blockages. Oftentimes, fear, because I said it is the opposite of love, it creates blockages in the heart. And once our heart chakra is blocked, it really blocks us off towards getting to the higher realms and higher aspects of ourselves. This is why fear is such a constant aspect in our culture as it is today, and also why our culture subsequently is so out of tune with nature, so out of touch with things, because it's a fear-based society. We're very, very fearful in our everyday. All right? And this is, and it's not, like, let me just break this down real quick. It's, we need to honestly, especially in the conscious community, not be in a fearful state. Not deal with fear mongering or anything that's put out there to induce fear in the people. We cannot feed into that. Why? I want to tell you this. Because you as a being choosing to awaken yourself have a certain amount of power. You have a certain amount of abilities to project how you're feeling and create reality. So the more and more information that you receive, the higher and higher that you open your spirit to different realities and understandings, if you allow yourself to get caught up in fear, you're going to allow yourself to create these in your realities, to create these things in your realities. The more and more information that you receive on the conscious level and on the spiritual level, the more and more easier it becomes for you to manifest these types of things. So it's just very, very, very imperative that we really understand that. And like I was saying as about how that in this culture it's so fear-driven and fear-based, and that's to cut us off from our spirituality, because that's to cut us off from our power, our higher selves, our divinity. When you literally in your chakra system, when your heart is blocked, when your heart chakra is blocked, it actually disallows you to continue any further in your spiritual journey. So your kundalini energy, which is that universal energy that flows through you, will only be able to travel up to that point. It will not be able to activate your spiritual gifts, your creativity, your vital essence. The life of who you are will be stricken from you. Your internal creator will be, you know, you'll be disconnected from that. And I'm going to get a little bit more into that as we continue and go on. But I really want to touch on and really understand how we can, begin to eliminate these unwanted behaviors, all right? The first step to eliminating these unwanted behaviors and diseases is uncovering the emotional trail that leads us to fear. Like I said, it's not always obvious that a lot of these problems are coming from fear. Oftentimes, there are overlying issues. That must first be discovered and even addressed before we can even understand the fear we face. For example, someone who is belligerent. This person's belligerence may come from their inability to communicate their anxiety, which is a fear of something yet to happen that can be triggered by situations that strike nerves of some past traumatic event or looming fear. So the person's inability to admit this fear causes them to become defensive and on edge, which increases their likelihood to act out in seemingly insignificant situations. There's always a backstory, a history to any being, a reason why someone acts a certain way. Okay? It is about looking beyond the obvious to see past the anger, anxiety, and depression, to see the root of the situation. The problem in this society is that we tend to label as a means to dismiss the proper amount of energy that is needed to be applied to the situation in order to heal it. We'd much rather disbelieve someone is crazy, rude, or promiscuous than understand the fact that these people are hurt, misguided, and confused, as well as afraid. This allows us to go on about our daily lives without addressing the fears we might possess inside. The fears of knowing and acknowledging our problems, then having to fix them. Now, this is real key, and this is real, you just have to understand this. To be able to live up to unlock the truth of who we are and what we can become, I think the underlying, or the ability to do that. All right. In order to get, like, this is just like what I was just saying, in order to get to that spiritual level, that divine level where you're truthfully understanding yourself, we got to address our fear, okay? And this is why the society perpetuates fear and just really gets to it. it allows you to go on in your daily life and feel comfortable in a state of perpetual fear, because you don't want to accept that things could be coming from a deeper perspective. And this is talking about how other people view other people who have fear-based issues or fear-based problems. And now, like I said, we'd much rather believe someone is crazy, but crazy is a dismissive term. What happened in that person's life to throw them off balance so much to the point where they can't even control the words that are coming out of their mouth or the actions? They can't even care for themselves. What's going on in somebody's mind? Now, yeah, there's chemical imbalances, there's physical symptoms, but it ultimately all comes from the spirit. Okay, what's going on those levels? How is their energy so blocked up and so messed up to the point that they literally cannot even function in the same mode of reality, all right? So we just like to label people because we don't want to deal with the reality that this society is crazy, man. This society is cuckoo when we really look at it. When we really look at the aspects of how we're treated, how we treat each other, how we raise our children, how we interact with each other, we don't have a sense of common respect for each other. We don't have a sense of common understanding for each other. I mean, everybody's to the point where they're so paranoid that somebody else is going to either screw them over or somebody's crazy and out to kill them. And where do we get these ideas from? Like I said, it's perpetuated in the mainstream society. And I'm not saying there's not crazy people out there. I'm not saying there's not dangerous situations out there. These things are very much real, but they're very real because of the ways that we act, the psychology that has become the norm of the masses. This is the reason why I'm called blank, shit is messed up, right? So I think the underlying fear in this society is a fear of failure. What if we cannot address these issues? What if we do not possess the energy necessary to dig down into the depths of who we are and see the strength of what we can become? And in all honesty, the road isn't easy. And it may be even harder for some than others, but nothing is impossible with persistence, honesty, and true grasp of what it will take to heal holistically. We can overcome these fears and live up to the truth of who and what we truly are. Okay? So I'd like to remind everybody who is in the chat or who is on the call queue that we are about to start taking questions, and you can come in and chime in on your perspective of what you feel about fear and how we can address it and how we can learn to trust ourselves. The call-in number is 917-932-8881, and you can call in and just press 1, raise your hand, and we'll get to you and you can ask your question. All right. Real quick, I'm just going to take a little small break, and I'm going to play a little jam, a little song I love. It's called Ah Yeah. It's from the Robert Glasper Experiment, my bad. It's featuring Music Soul Child and Chrisette Michelle. Love this song.
Oh, yeah. Peace, family. It's Israel the Poet. And on behalf of Conversations with the Queen, Tay Queen and I would like to invite you to a special topic that we're discussing. Sexual abuse is an important issue in the black community that must be addressed. So help us stand up, speak out, and heal from it by tuning into a special edition of Conversations with the Queen on April 30th, 2012 at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com/ Poetic Energy Network Station. Or you can call in at 1-917-932-8881. Again, that number is 1-917-932-8881. Again, I thank you. Peace.
All right, you heard that. That was, again, the song was the Robert Glasper Experience, I Yeah, featuring Music, Soul Child, and Chrisette Michelle. Chrisette, girl, she sang on that one. I love that song, I'm not going to lie. All right, and at the end, you heard there was Israel the Poet, representative for Conversations with the Queen, and he was shouting out our Healing from Sexual Abuse show, which, again, is coming on April 30th at 9 o'clock p.m., excuse me, Eastern Standard Time. It's going to last till 11. We're going to have a special show. We're going to have a panel of guests. Some of our confirmed guests include Dr. Yuma, who was on the show before. If you're familiar with him, he's a holistic physician. He's going to come on and represent, as well as it's going to be a host panel. I really wanted my brothers to come through and support and understand that this is not just a specifically feminine issue, but it's something that affects all of us. So, you know, I want everybody to come through and support that show. It's a very show, a show that's near and dear to my heart. I really want us to get involved and to be able to understand what it takes for us to heal from traumatic things like sexual abuse, though. Just wanted to get that out there. And it is Sexual Abuse Month for all those who are interested in understanding. That's what time it is. That's why I chose this month. All right. Like I said, we are discussing addressing fear and learning how to trust ourselves. And, you know, I'm opened up the lines. So the call-in number is 917-932-8881. And you can discuss either, like, a time that you've overcome your fears or understanding, or speak about the understanding of getting off of the vibration of fear. All input and thought and, you know, words towards it are welcome. So definitely call in, and that calling number again is 917-932-8881, and just raise your hand by pressing 1. All right. How to heal the fear and learn to trust ourselves. As I previously stated, I feel the biggest problem in this society is fear of failure, which comes from the inability to trust ourselves. It's only natural that after a lifetime of looking at our mistakes and failures that we begin to distrust on some level that we indeed know what is best for ourselves. So the first understanding is that we must achieve is how the universe works. And I think that a lot of people don't really understand this. You must be torn down to your simplest essence before you can begin to be built back up to your highest glory. And let me say that again. You must be broken down to your simplest essence before you can begin to be built up to your highest glory. So adversity is nature's way of teaching us about who we truly are. And if we have not learned this lesson, then it will continually present itself in our lives until we begin to learn, understand, and master it. But what tends to happen is that instead of taking heed to our mistakes and looking at them as messages that we have to analyze and observe as what not to do and where we went wrong and how we can fix them, we assume that we are not good, strong, intelligent enough to conquer our tests and activate the energies that lie dormant within. So pretty much what I'm saying here is just that we really, in order to begin to trust ourselves, our first understanding that we must have is eliminating that feel of failure. Because you know what? Everybody does it. Everybody fails at some point or another in their life. We're going to fall flat on our face, okay? It's going to happen. Accept it. But understand that we need to learn about these things, from these things, and move forward past them. And I think that the problem is not so much that people don't really understand that, but it's just having the tools to work through that. And, you know, of course I'm going to discuss tools and methods that we can use, especially dealing with energy medicine and things like crystals, meditation, and stuff like that we could do to improve how we trust ourselves and improve that relationship that we have with the divine within ourselves. All right? By doing so, we begin to damage the relationship we have with the divine essence of who we are. We tell he, she, it that we are not divine when it says we are. We tell it that we are weak when it says we are strong. So over the years, we begin to believe the contrary to who and what we are. We become disconnected to it, and we must rebuild this relationship we have with the divinity we have within. And this starts by understanding not only what we can do and how we can overcome these obstacles in our lives, but that we are designed by nature to do so. That victory is not a possibility, but an inevitability. It is our purpose. You are meant to be the best of yourself. It does not mean that you won't have to work like hell to get there. But it does mean that you need to embrace the voice inside of you that says you can, instead of believing the one that you've developed saying that you can't. So the instrumental aspect of this, which is what I'm trying to wrap up on, which is what I'm trying to step up and say, is that we really have to get a hold of ourselves on the aspect of understanding who we are and who we're meant to be. This fear that we've built is an illusion that we've perpetuated for far too long inside of ourselves, and it's begun to manifest all around us. Understand who you are. Understand where you come from. Understand the true and real sources that you have available to offer to this life. Understand that you're here for a purpose. Everybody is here for a purpose. Everybody has a divine purpose, a divine reason as to why they're here. Okay? It's about finding that purpose, finding it in its truth and in its entirety, and it always correlates to helping the planet, helping others, and by doing that, we ultimately help ourselves. So just get into it. Get into your own groove. Get into your own aspect of who you're meant to be. By doing this, you'll slowly begin to see that it becomes natural to you. It'll become a natural thing that you unravel the mysteries of what your fears are, what your deepest, darkest secrets are. And like I said, it's about facing these things, facing your demons. It's not easy. It's not, you know, something that everybody wants to do. It's not a picnic by any means, but, you know, it's necessary. We can't continue to go through life like this. We can't continue to accumulate problems and issues and not address them and look at them as if they are just non-existent when we clearly see that we all need help and we all need to heal and we all, in some form or another, are affected by fear and the weaponry that's been used against us on the psychic level and the psychological level. All right? Now, I want everybody, like I said, to call in who has anything to give or anything to say. If you have questions, you can also let that be heard through the chat room. If you're in our chat, on our live chat at blogtalkradio.com/poeticenergynetworkstation. But if you're not, if you're on the line, just raise one. Raise your hand by pressing one. If you would like to speak, then definitely do so by calling in at 917-932-8881. And you can let your voice be heard. All right. Now, I feel like I'm going to let this, you know, rock out. We do have 19 minutes left on the live stream. We're probably not going to go over because, you know, I'm just a little tired today. So she probably ain't going to be speaking too much longer. But I'd like to, you know, put our minds at ease a little bit and let this spoken word piece be heard, because this is a great one from Brother Israel, the same one who spoke doing the promo. He's actually a spoken word artist, and this is a poem he wrote dedicated to Trayvon Martin, so it's called Arizona Tea and Skittles.
So truth is, I don't even know what to write. I mean, what did you want me to say? First Sean Bell, now Trayvon, and the list just seems to go on and on. Arizona sweet tea has now become a black man's death sentence. Skittles, taste your doom. Feels like they want us all face down in a bloody pool, yellow tape. What can we possibly do when our cries for help aren't answered? When our protests and petitions are ignored? When our voice isn't heard? We are burying too many kings and queens. These godless beings have an agenda. An agenda to make us all extinct, but I hear it. I hear it in the wind, in the rustle of the trees, war drums in the breeze, when I rise from my knees, that our help is unseen. It's time to ante up. When our little brothers and sisters, baby cousins, nieces and nephews become casualties, we in a war. This beast knows his time is done. His last stance is to attack our young. While we so busy looking to the hills from which our help come, he coming through our backyard with guns drawn. It bothers me when every poem written is in honor of a slain son. So I cry to the moon at night, praying for just one little sign. The concrete is literally hung over from our blood. When you can't turn to those sworn to protect and serve, wickedness is the new swagger. They wear it like a new trend. They red bottoms ain't a new fashion statement. They bottoms are red from stepping onto the bloodstained streets that my people lay on. Their fingers and footprints will forever bear witness to these ongoing massacres. Not from a war zone overseas miles and miles away, no. But right here, on this American soil, we've been in civil war. Excuse me, I meant modern warfare, but this shit is real. Ain't no games being played in these trenches, babies being snatched away. What possibly do you want me to say when at night I'm haunted by gunshots and 911 tapes? But since they want us to retaliate, let this serve as a final warning to those plotting my people's demise. This isn't a poem, it's prophecy. A storm is coming. And it will wait for you at your front door. For what you sow, you must reap. And your harvest is cursed, for survival is in our DNA. So I pray that you ask for forgiveness to whatever God you serve. Because you have cast a check that your ass can't pay. And I promise you, Skittles or Arizona sweet tea won't endorse you.
All right, that was Israel the Poet with Arizona Sweet Tea and Skittles, you know, speaking on the Trayvon Martin case. And I really haven't addressed that on my show too much. And I know it's a hot topic, and a lot of people, especially in the mainstream, are discussing it and pushing it. My main reason as for why I really haven't pushed towards speaking about it too much, it's just because this, the whole reason of the show, period, and the show that we're discussing right now, this fear that they like to instill within us and emotions and how it can activate us to move. What we have to understand is that when we're not in control of our emotions, somebody else is, and there's always somebody pulling the strings. I'm not saying what happened to this brother was just or right, but this happens all the time. I mean, we all can say this, and I can speak personally. I've grew up losing people who I've known and who were close to me ever since I was a young child. So, you know, it's nothing new. It's not new to us, but it is something that we need to look at as a wake-up call to make sure that we're on our path, to make sure that we're doing what we need to do. But, you know, things are what they are. Excuse me, so we do have a caller with their hand raised from the 276 area code. Caller, you are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have a comment or question pertaining to the topic?
I just had a comment on what you said about the Trayvon, the Martin case, the Trayvon Martin case. I just called to say I agree wholeheartedly. And if black people were to get their act together, and it's a shame we have to do it, but we got to realize where we live. If we get our act together, we would know how to conduct ourselves in certain situations and not put ourselves in certain situations. I'm not blaming him, but I am saying that we need to be more circumspect on ourselves and our surroundings. And it also reminds me of the, I agree totally with your fear aspect of your argument, because it reminds me of 9/11. There's no way that planes can knock down building, and there's no way that airplane fuel can melt steel. And that's only using your fear against you so they can put draconian laws in place. And people are so out of it, they don't read, they don't do anything, that they fall for it. And now you see these draconian laws coming more and more into effect with the Patriot Act and everything else. And I also enjoy your show. And I love when you had LLO 525 Star on the show. I really enjoyed it. I heard you on a podcast. You all have a good night.
That's my brother right there. Yeah, he comes through regularly, you know, whenever he has something to drop. We actually been thinking about doing another show pretty soon. I'll put that out there in the ethers. That you should look out for that pretty soon coming up. And we're also going to have, like I said, a real, real instrumental show on healing from sexual abuse. And that, I think that ties into the topic of fear as well, because, you know, that's a very frightening experience. It's a very traumatic experience. And we're so scared that we don't want to talk about it in this community. So we really need to get that heard. Thank you for your comments. Do you have any other comments or questions?
No, only that I appreciate your show, and it's nice, and you're a breath of fresh air, because I live in Virginia, and it's the middle of the Bible Belt, and you know more about what they know than they ever will, but yet you're crazy, so you are a breath of fresh air.
Thank you. I'm glad that this is what the show is supposed to be. It's supposed to be an outlet where we can come together and, like, you know, learn. And the most important part that I want to come out of my show is always what we can do, not just the issues, but what we can do about the issues.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Well, peace, brother, and always come back. We're on every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so thank you for calling in.
All right. Hotel, good night.
How's that? All right. And again, like I said, we are on every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, doing it big, you know, keeping it, you know, real with what we're talking about and how it affects us and what we can do to combat these things. All right? So, again, I said the call number is 917-932-8881 if you would like to call and comment on anything that's going on, you know, we're talking about, anything related, anything you'd like to bring up yourself, you know, call in, let us know. We have 10 minutes left on the live stream. And I'm going to wrap the show up by letting us know a couple of things that we can do spiritually to protect ourselves from fear. All right. Well, one of the major, major things is meditation. All right. And we have to clear our chakras. You want to definitely clear your heart chakra. And I've gone in and I've spoken about this on different shows, which is the color green. You can meditate with the color green. And but one of the biggest causes of our fear is a lot of times coming from a blocked solar plexus chakra or a blocked navel chakra. So things like meditating on the color gold. Gold strengthens your whole aura that deals with your crown chakra and open yourself up to the highest degrees in ethers. Also meditating on orange and yellow, which are the colors of those two chakras, and unblocking them, and doing chakra unblocking meditations. Also affirmations, simple. I am brave. I can conquer all things that, you know, come my way. Saying these things to yourself, you may feel a little, you know, stupid at first or a little self-conscious at first, but don't be afraid to say these things to yourself, because that's another form of fear. So overcome that fear and speak, you know, these wonderful affirmations to yourself. Ah, and this crystal that I want everybody to really, really pay attention to, which is called citrine. I just recently ordered a book. I put it out on the Conversations with the Queen fan page. It's called The Crystal Bible. Now, I want you all to really, really, you know, look at these books, get into crystals, because I'm getting into these crystals, so I want you all to get into crystals. They're a great way for healing. They're a great medium that we can use to heal ourselves and free ourselves from a lot of things. And the crystal that I want everybody to understand that helps them with fear is citrine, all right? And I want to read a little bit about from the book but what citrine is and what it does. Citrine is a powerful cleanser and regenerator. Carrying the power of the sun is an exceedingly beneficial stone. It is warming, energizing, and highly creative. This is one of the crystals that never needs cleansing. It absorbs, transmutes, and dissipates and grounds negative energy. Therefore, it is extremely protective for the environment. Citrine energizes every level of life. As an aura protector, it acts as an early warning system so that action can be taken to protect oneself. And it has the ability to cleanse the chakras, especially the solar plexus in the navel. Like I said, that's a lot of times where fear stems from. It activates the crown chakra, opening up intuition. Citrine cleanses and balances the subtle body, aligning them with the physical. Excuse me. Citrine is one of the stones of abundance. This dynamic stone teaches you how to manifest and attract prosperity, success, and all good things. Citrine is a happy, generous stone that encourages sharing and what you have and yet helps you to hold on to your wealth. It has the power to impart joy on those who behold it. Gloom and negativity have no place around citrine. It is a useful stone for smoothing group or family discord. Psychologically, citrine raises self-esteem, self-confidence, removes destructive tendencies, it enhances individuality, improves motivation, activates creativity, and encourages self-expression. It makes you less sensitive, especially to criticism, and encourages acting upon constructive criticism. It helps you to develop a positive attitude and look forward, optimistically growing with the flow instead of hanging on to the past. This stone promotes enjoyment of new experiences. It encourages exploring every possible avenue until you find the best solution. Now, this is the last by Marie. Mentally, citrine enhances concentration, revitalization of the mind. It is excellent for overcoming depression, fears, and phobias. That's why I want you to get this stone if you're dealing with these issues. Citrine promotes inner calm so that wisdom can emerge. It helps digesting information, analyzing situation, and steering them in a positive direction. This stone awakens the higher mind. Wearing a citrine pendant overcomes the difficulty of verbalizing thoughts and feelings. All right, so this stone I want you all to get. Look at as far as manifesting your abundance and removing that fear, because a lot of times that's what the root of us dealing with fear is from. It's from some type of fear blockage in our system. So citrine is a wonderful stone to have in your crystal collection. If you are a crystal collector, it's also a great stone to first get to. Like I said, you don't have to cleanse it. You just have to charge it. I'm going to do pretty soon a whole show on crystals, which will allow you to understand how to use crystals as a method of healing. All right. So we have 5 minutes left on the live stream. I'm going to pretty much wrap up the show. If nobody else has any call-ins or anything else to say, then I'm going to wrap it up. You have been listening into Conversations with the Queen, brought to you by Poetic Energy Network Station. You can catch a plethora of beautifully informative shows throughout the week. Please come back tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for Here's to Your Health with Dr. D. Great show. I do love that show as well. And I want to say good night to everybody who called in. I want to say peace and big ups to everybody who called in. I want to say good night to everybody who listened in and gave this time. I am so grateful for all of you and all my wonderful, wonderful, wonderful listeners. All right. We're going to take it out with a little bit of Earth, Wind, and Fire after the love is gone.
We could do. We were young and we knew in our eyes we were alive. Deep inside we knew our love was true. For a while we paid no mind to the past. We knew love would last every night. Something right would invite us to begin the day.
Bye.